Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got a great, very outstanding guest on coming at you this half hour. One of our favorite folks on the planet, Ruth King. I know. Settle down. I know. I'm excited, too. She's the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com. She's the author of so many books I can't see over the stack. The Ugly Truth About Small Business. The Ugly Truth About Managing Employees. The Courage to be Profitable. The Ugly Truth About Cash. What did I miss, Ruth?
The next book coming out, which is Skyrocket Your Profits, which will be out sometime this year.
Which I have no idea. I didn't know about that. I don't know that one. So, but I'm going to, because you're going to launch it on the show.
I've launched every other book on the show. Not. Why wouldn't I launch this one?
You better not two-time me. All right. Welcome back, Ruth. Good to have you back. We love having you on the show. One of the things that you always do is bring us interesting stories, sometimes sad stories, sometimes unfortunate stories, but interesting stories about how poor management oversight, poor financial management oversight allows otherwise extremely honest, iconically honest people to breach trust. And you're a great resource to help us understand what could happen. And you have an amazing story to tell us today.
Yes, about a year ago, two nuns in a church in Torrance, California, found about a year ago. I'm not sure how long it's been going on, but two nuns from a church in Torrance, California, stole $500,000 to go gambling in Las Vegas.
See, that's when you said that, it sounded like a joke. Two nuns walk into a church in Torrance County. I'm sorry.
No, this is not a joke.
I couldn't resist it. This is horrible. Nuns stole $500,000?
To go gambling.
Were they real nuns? I mean, were they ordained and everything?
Oh, yeah. This is real nuns, and they admitted they did it and everything else like that. Now, the story's gotten buried since then.
My question is, how does a nun know they like gambling? That's what I want to know. How did that happen?
Well, the really sad story about it, they stole it from the education and tuition fund, which was always in the black, so nobody ever suspected anything. And the only reason
were they responsible for the fund? I mean, were they the bookkeepers, the administrators? What were their was their job? They didn't. I mean, they had access. They didn't literally burgle. They had access.
No, they had access. And the interesting part about it is that the church they had forgotten about this quote unquote account that they had set up in 1997, and the nuns found it. And so what somebody would do is they would write a check for their child's tuition, and some of it would be deposited into the fund, the normal fund, which had a very similar name to the checking account which they used to go gambling with. And nobody found it until the administration changed. You know, these nuns are doing whatever they're doing. And all of a sudden they started looking, oh, my gosh, we found this account. And they looked at what had gone in and out of it and how the nuns had stolen the money.
Time out a couple of things here. The nuns had actually created a separate account on premise that they moved over money to, they knew about?
No, the church had opened another checking account in 1997.
Right.
That was basically dormant, that they weren't using and they had forgotten about.
But it was still a church account that only they knew about, really, that they were aware of.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. and the two names were so similar. It's like ABC Inc. and ABC Corp. If you write a check to ABC, it can go into ABC Inc. or ABC Corp.
Now are you saying that these nuns who stole the money were the ones who found the 97 breach? You're not saying that, are you? Are you? Really?
No, the two nuns who stole the money found the 1997 account.
So they were presumed to be honest beyond reproach because of what they found.
Yeah.
Holy, wow.
I mean, if a nun can steal.
No kidding.
In all reality, you know, who? Your mother's not safe.
Nothing's sacred. My goodness. Folks, we're talking a little bit more about this after the break. What? How can you? This makes us look at everybody differently now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth, I need your website quickly, please.
ProfitabilityRevolution.com.
ProfitabilityRevolution.com. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.